This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I don't know what you've read about near-death experiences. They're called NDEs. I've heard doctors lecture on them, where people have this out-of-body experience right before death, right before they take their last breath. And some people are dismissive of it. It's just a hallucination, electrical misfirings of the brain, chemicals firing signals in the brain, and that's what's going on. People are just hallucinating. I'm not so sure about that. I want to tell you a story that most of you have heard me tell at funerals, and then I'm going to tell you, close with a story that I know you haven't heard. Max Lucado, who preached in San Antonio, Texas, said, I had been ministering in San Antonio for less than a year when one of our members asked me to conduct the service of his mother. Her name was Ida Glossbrenner, but her friends called her Polly. As the son and I planned the service, he told me a fascinating story about the final words his mother spoke. She had been unresponsive, in a coma-like state for hours. She never said a word. But just moments, seconds before her death, she opened her eyes and stated in a clear voice, not mumbling, clear voice, my name is Ida Glossbrenner, but my friends call me Polly. Meaningless words of hallucination, Max asks, maybe more. Is it possible, he says, that Ida was at the door of heaven? Her body was behind her, her soul was in the presence of God, and maybe, just maybe, she was getting acquainted. I think that's very possible. Max says this, I don't know, but I do know this. When it's cold on earth, we can take comfort in knowing that our loved ones are in the warm arms of God. And when Christ comes, we will hold them too. The next story I'm going to tell you had such an impact on me, I choked up as I read it. And so I'm not sure I can get through this story. It's such a powerful story, told by another minister from Texas. Her name is Sally. She's a Presbyterian minister in Texas. There's a theme that she uses from the Apostles' Creed. Some of you will recognize it. I believe in the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. My colleagues and I are expected to believe this truth from the Apostles' Creed, and I do believe it, she says, not because what I've learned in the seminary, but because what I've learned from my family. Aunt Sissy was the life of the party. Her biscuits were beyond compare. She had a laugh that could fill the room. When she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, she made the choice not to try any heroic treatments, given the prognosis. She chose to be as fully present as possible during the last days of her family. Toward the very end of her life, and some of you can relate to this with loved ones, she would be in and out of consciousness. She would talk and she would say things. She would talk to people in those final moments. Sometimes she even had to be restrained. Right before she died, she said out loud to the family, something's happened to Jack. Something's happened to Jack, and she began to cry. Sally says, Jack was my father. He lost his left arm in World War II and died about 15 years before Aunt Sissy. He was the apple of her eye. Something's happened to Jack, she kept saying over and over. Then all of a sudden, she stopped fighting and began to beam. Oh, wait a minute. He's okay. He has both arms. He has both arms, and it's beautiful. I believe in the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Well, believe it or not, this Presbyterian minister named Sally has another story to tell that's just as powerful as this one. Our message will continue tomorrow and conclude tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message or any other message you've heard on Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.